Okay, have we recovered yet? I'm not sure we have.
Oh, flipping heck.
Incendiarymag.com, www.inmusic.nl, this is the Shedcast, this is part three, and we're back with Duke Special once again, but this one is from the Silver Screen part of the box set, which is The Secret Life of Hector Mann, or something like that, and it's a wonderful little project where Duke Special invited 12 different songwriters to write a track based around one of the Hector Mann silent films. And this is the one written by his good friend Neil Hannon.
Fantastic.
So,
what's it called, Ernst?
It's called Wonder, Darling of the Jockey Club.
Oh.
Banquet in her honor, me the lucky man to wait upon her. Wanda, oh Wanda, oh to go on crazy day trips with that famous aviatrix. Wanda, oh Wanda, darling of the Jockey Club. She wanted to be the first one to do the journey from she got thirsty near Kalamazoo, so she took a quick spin across the Rockies just to have a ginsling at the jockeys. Wanda, oh Wanda, oh to go on crazy day trips with that champion aviatrix. Wanda, oh Wanda, darling of the Jockey Club. If you get hit over the head with a bottle of Bertico. Wanda, oh Wanda, oh to go on lazy day trips with that famous aviatrix. Wanda, oh Wanda, darling of the Jockey Club. But in a rotten turn of events, the champion popped the head waiter, got drenched. I was sacked on the spot. Wanda, she was incensed. She said to me, hey, Mr. Waiter, would you like to be my navigator? Wanda, oh Wanda, and now we go on lazy day trips, me and my sweet aviatrix. Wanda, oh Wanda, when it's 5 o'clock we across the Rockies, dine out at the Jockey Club.
Hey, marvellous stuff.
Bloody brilliant,
isn't it? It is, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't it?
Please, go on, just give him your support. If you haven't enjoyed that one, you probably enjoyed the two before, but if you're like me, you just want all three, and you can have all three in one beautifully presented box set for, I think, £30 for three beautiful releases.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Well, DukeSpecial.com, it's fantastic.
Right then, well we're going to move on to something very trendy and but a lot of fun nonetheless. This is Trash Kit, one of a series of bands that seem to be coming out of Britain at present. There are a lot of DIY bands, very much in the spirit of bands like Bow Wow Wow and Maximum Joy, all that sort of stuff, which sort of proliferated in the late 70s, early 80s. Three ladies, Richard. One of whom was in Electra Lane. The
once, twice, three times a lady.
Once, oof, yeah, maybe so. But I don't know whether they probably want to be known as girls with that Z at the end. I don't know, you know. Girls. But there again, I better not get into that territory. I'm going to be into trouble. So this is a song called Knock Your Socks Off, and I'll try to get my way out of what I was talking about in another minute. The cheese got me. The cheese got me. We'll be right back.
quick.
It was. Everything's about a second, a minute long and everything like that. You see, there's 17 tracks and it lasts barely 25 seconds? 25 minutes.
It was a strange time problem.
I was distracted and we come up with a very sort of mixed up moment there. But Trash Kit's record is an absolute cracker. There's a lot of screaming and shouting as well.
Yeah,
well, which is what you want.
I'm quite worried about what's happening in the corner of the shed. It looks like something's going to explode.
It is. It's the kettle. The kettle's explosive. Anyway, so Trash Kit. They're on Upset the Rhythm, which is upsettherhythm.co.uk. Really go and find this record. It's excellent. Hang on, I better run. You put that on.
Yeah, right. This is going to be the Young Republic. It's a track called Napoleon Roses, and we'll be back unless something explodes.
From the tower, the cardinal in power, turn his back on you and say, lovely Melinda, burnt to a cinder, I shall be with you someday. A shot on the mark, consumed by spark, dignified until the end. Napoleon roses climb up the tower, intent. Like you do. No one was better than you.
Yeah, Young Republic, that's Napoleon Roses. Thankfully we've stopped things about to explode.
And now we can give Trash Kit their due deserve. This is another song from there.
Good job, yeah. Good job, you had some gaffer tape.
It was a bit of a shocker, that.
Things were getting a bit
hairy. And I went and made a right mistake with Trash Kit. I feel quite sorry for them, because I might cock up.
www.theyoungrepublic.net,
that's right. Anyway, there you go. This is a song called Sunspots from Trash Kit. We'll be right back. board of Trash Kit. It's such a great little LP. There's all these nice little song snippets. Following that, we're going to have the Dum Dum Girls. And this is a track produced by the great Richard Gotterer.
Dum Dum.
He of My Boyfriend's Dum Back Dum. Fame and Blondie producer and all the rest of it. And this is a song called Jail La La. And this is on the Dum Dum Girls on the on Sub Pop. Subpop.com. I'm sure you'll be able to find this record. And Dum Dum is as in the bullet, D-U-M-D-U-M. Anyway, this is a track called Jail La La. Be prepared for its sugar candy harmonies.
Dum Dum La La.
Oh God, how did I get here? I do not know. I just woke up at this strange show. This woman's clearly out of her mind. She's covered in shit and high as a kite. La 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 la.
Talk about being stood up at the local prom and you found out that you've lost one of your heels on your shoes, and you know what I mean, and you've got gelatine running down the back of your neck and lizards are flying around all underneath you in small aeroplanes.
It's just perfect.
It's fantastic, isn't it? It really is.
Here's a hook, stick it in your neck and just be beaten around the face until you submit and say, I love this.
Exactly.
So that's all you can do.
Indeed. Now then, what we're going to follow... We're going to follow that slash sugar candy pop with James.
Something...
We're going to follow it with a bloke.
Something else.
Yeah, who looks, in the inside of this record, a gentleman called Seth Augustus. Fans of Newcastle United and Sunderland Association Football Club might recognise this gentleman, or might be mistaken in thinking that the gentleman playing guitar on this record looks just like Bob Stoker.
Yeah, but without a hat and his little skip.
No, there's none of that.
Skip across the beach.
Exactly. So,
but no, this is Seth Augustus, and it's a song called To the Pouring Rain.
Thank you. picture on a puddle and sign your name. I'm certain you could sell it to the pouring rain.
An album that refuses to go anywhere very quickly.
Exactly.
It's just great fun, that.
Certainly wasn't Bob Stoker, was it?
No, it wasn't. There's a bit of love to Tom Waits in there,
yep,
I feel. But
for sure.
Yeah, Seth Augustus Quitner is his full name, but he calls himself Seth Augustus only. And you can find him on SethAugustus.com, unsurprisingly. And that's on Porto Franco Records. And yeah, if you need a bit of rain in your life, go for that.
Indeed. Now we're going to play another...
Mr. Rocky Erickson.
Mr. Erickson's new record, recorded with the Okkervil River. We're going to play a song called John Lohman. It's fabulous. It's not what you'd expect as a Rocky Erickson recording, namely in that the quality of recording is astonishingly good. It's not, you know, we're not talking the international artists producing this record, as sadly they did for most of the, well, I think all of the Elevators records. To say that he's still alive making records is enough for me. I mean, I'm a massive fan, and I've always been always tried to track down anything that he's ever done. I found this a very surprising record, in that I was thinking it's going to be over sweet and over sentimental and everything, but it's despite having a lot of very sort of late Rocky type tracks and a lot of reworked tracks such as Please Judge, which is on All That may Do My Rhyme. It sounds astonishingly fresh, and Okkervil River need to be credited with they have to have a great deal of credit just for the way that they've backed the great man up. Anyway, this is a song called John Lohman. I think it's number 6, it could be number 7, I'll find out in a minute when I sort of go, press forward or what have you. I don't know. No, it's not, hang on, this one.
Love.
Absolutely. An amazing record. And I just have to say, it's such a shock to hear Ockerville River just back Rocky Erickson and back it in a magnificent manner, I have to say.
Yeah, well, they're still, like I said, they're still holding on to that Neil Young vibe, but with, like, that's just full of, like, proper all black sound, like guitar.
Really. Rocky goes from strength to strength. God bless him. That's it. He keeps going a long time. Anyway, what we're going to play now,
we're going to another little sub pop gem now, which is basically one of the nicest little folky albums you'll probably come across this year. It's an album called Dear Companion by Ben Sully and Daniel Martin Moore. And the whole thing's designed, it's like one of those proper old traditional folk albums has actually got a message and is about something. And basically it's to just draw attention to lots of, I think it's like open cast mining and stuff in the Appalachians. But they've written a few songs and made a nice little album, but it's absolutely wonderful.
Just
the opening track is called Something, Somewhere, Sometime.
Sometimes I feel like an arrow fired at something somewhere long ago. Whether it moved or I missed where I'm bound, I don't yet know. If you see me coming, I'll probably pass you by on my way to something, somewhere, sometime. Sometimes I find myself reeling, listening and rolling in a plastic sea. There's signs and signals bidding for attention from me. So turn on your sleigh, I will turn on mine, and we'll hum and blow like something, somewhere, sometime. And if I've wounded you, I'm sorry. Good intentions. If I've wounded you, I'm sorry. It happens all the time. You remind me of a reason had by someone so many years ago. Send words through wires, build highways from coast to coast. But those words fell short, your roads have worn with time. On our way to something, somewhere, sometime. And if I've wounded you, I'm sorry. I had good intentions.
That's just required listening.
It's
such a great, great album. It really is. So when you can just, every time you listen to it, something else comes up and grabs your attention. There isn't a bad note on it anyway. And it's all in a good cause, as they say. But no matter what, if you buy that, you've got a real gem on your hands. It's subpop.com or ilovemountains.org, which I think is one of the best web addresses I've ever heard. And basically www.dearcompanion.com. Please support it. You spring isn't worth anything without that, I don't think.
We're going to move on to a band called Conniption Fit, which reminds me quite ingloriously of my cider shame on Friday night, just gone. I had to go and see said band with a couple of other acts, Zaya and Yellow Boomer, in the glorious Sub 71. I'm fortified by some Welsh cider. Went along to see a band, they're absolutely marvellous. It's a three-piece, an Afro-American lady who's about 50 now, and a gentleman who's playing Soulbacker, a legendary Dutch band. They were absolutely marvellous. It's a very, very interesting LP. There's a lot of good stuff in there. The lady describes herself as a performance artist, which might give you some flavour of the sort of music that you're going to get. Anyway, without me waffling on, here's a track called People Need Love. Great stuff. Absolutely great stuff. Even though I nearly went into Post Office, the third track there. Hey, who cares?
Great fun.
Yeah, they're a marvellous live band, actually. I really would recommend
proof that you
to
don't need a lot to do something good.
Oh, you just have to have...
Just
yeah, it's quality,
simple,
mate.
Get a rhythm,
content,
go with it. Oh, hello.
Oh, making a noise there, I saw.
Excuse me. A little bit of a wind problem.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Right. That was Conniption Fit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're on Conkurrent.nl.
So
that's
yeah.
KONKURRENT.NL. And it's Conniption Fit with a K. I would go check them out. They're great. That's a great album. Yeah. Really worth it.
Nothing wrong with that
no,
at all.
No.
Right, this is going to be the end of this Shedcast.
Of this.
Some of you may be very glad to hear. The
yeah.
rest of you will be sad and longing for the next one. We promise we'll try and get some kind of thing to you quickly. So we've got some
what
ideas
thing?
For
what thing?
Well, for some like more Why Aren't You Listening.
Oh yeah, yeah, there'll be some more Why Aren't You Listening coming there.
We've been a bit busy as of late. But
I've been busy with my tomato plants.
Yes, we know about your tomato plants.
I'm excited about them.
Just let me know when the piskies arrive and I'll be back.
I will.
Alright, we're going to finish with the marvellous Josh Ritter.
Whoa, again, funny noise.
Yes,
what's going on here? I'm a bit worried about your funny noises.
You know, and because of that, I'm not going to play that song anymore.
Right, okay, which one are you going to play then? That made a funny noise.
Yeah. It's a very good song, that one, actually. It goes on for about 9 minutes to come.
Okay.
No, this is from his great new album, So Runs the World Away. Anybody who's kind of known me for a while will know how much I keep rabbiting on about this guy, because
yep.
he is that good. He's playing in Amsterdam in a couple of weeks, and I shall be there once again to see him. But this is a song called The Curse. and how you can manage to get kind of lost love Egyptian mythology and the modern media into one lyric and make it work is pretty good going as far as
I'm concerned. Yeah, it is.
But we've been Damien and Richard. Mm-hmm. This is the Incendiary Shedcast. The seagulls have been loud.
No, they have.
The boiler in the house nearly
exploded.
Oh, it made it nearly exploded.
Sorry, trash kit.
But it's been fun, and we'll be back soon. Here's right. Josh.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Opens his eyes, falls in love at first sight with the girl in the doorway. What beautiful lines, how full of life after thousands of years. What a face to wake up to. He holds back a sigh as she touches his arm. She dusts off the bed where till now he's been sleeping. Under miles of stone, the dried fig of his heart, under scarab and bone, starts back to its beating. She carries him home in a beautiful boat. He watches the sea from a porthole in stowage. He can hear all she says as she sits by his bed. And one day his lips answer her in her own language. The days quickly pass, he loves making her laugh. The first time he moves, it's her hair that he touches. She asks, are you cursed? He says, I think that I'm cured. Then he talks of the Nile and the girls in bulrushes. He is laid in a glass-covered case. He pretends he is dead. People crowd round to see him, but each night she comes round, and the two wander down the halls of the tomb that she calls a museum. Often he stops to rest, but then less and less. Then it's her that looks tired, staying up asking questions. He learns how to read from the papers that she is writing about him. He makes corrections, it's his face on her book. More and more come to look, families from Iowa, Upper West Siders. Then one day it's too much, he decides to get up, and his chaos ensues. He walks outside to find her, she's using a cane, and her face looks too pale, but she's happy to see him. As they walk, he supports her. She asks, are you cursed? But his answer's obscured in a sandstorm of flashbulbs and rowdy reporters. Oh. Such reanimation, the tutor of the nation. He gets out of limos, he meets other women. He speaks of her fondly, their nights in the museum. But she's just one more rag, now he's dragging behind them. She stops going out, she just lies there in bed. In hotels and whatever towns they are speaking. Then her face starts to set, and her hands start to fold. And one day the dried figure of her heart stops its beating. Long ago on the ship, she asked why pyramids. He said, think of them as an immense invitation. She asked, are you cursed? He said, I think that I'm cured. Then he kissed her and hoped that she'd forget that question.